Hi, I'm Bill Neff, and it's time once again for our daily get-together here on Morning and Evening. Today we're in the Psalms, and Charles Spurgeon is commenting on Psalm 104, verse 16, which says that the trees of the Lord are full of sap. Without sap, a tree can't flourish or even exist. In the same way, vitality is essential to every Christian. Life must be infused into us by God the Holy Spirit, or we cannot be trees of the Lord. Being called a Christian is dead in itself. We must be filled with the Spirit of divine life, and this life is mysterious. We don't understand the circulation of sap, what causes it to rise, what forces it to descend again. And the life within us is also a sacred mystery. Regeneration is accomplished by the Holy Spirit entering and sustaining a person's life. But where that life comes from and where it goes, who can explain it? What a secret thing the sap is. The roots go searching through the soil with their tentacles, but we can't see them suck out the various gases or transmute the mineral into the vegetable. This work is done deep down in the dark. Our root is in Christ Jesus, and our life is hidden in Him, in secret. And just as the sap is permanently active in the cedar, God is always active in the Christian, always full of energy, not only to bear visible fruit, but often in inward, unseen operations. The believer is not always working in outward ministry, but his heart is always palpitating within him, living upon Christ. But as sap works to produce visible foliage and fruit on the tree, so too the healthy Christian produces external evidence. If you talk with him, he cannot help but speak about Jesus. His actions tell you that he has been with Jesus. He has so much sap within that it must fill his lifestyle in every way. And that's today's reflection on Psalm 104:16. As always, a free transcript of this reading is available to you online at our website. Go to morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff, and I'll see you next time.